I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is Sunday. We have returned since the Friday transmission. It is already the 10th day of November 2013, and we're going to be live here, Lord willing, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, we are going to be having several guests on with us during the broadcast today. We're going to have Joel Skousen of the World Affairs Brief joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the pivot from the Middle East, supposedly militarily, to Asia and all the incredible war drums from China and the United States, military drills outside each other's nations, simultaneously Chinese drills of arriving during an economic or natural disaster in the Pacific Islands of Hawaii. That's going on right now. We've got serious geopolitical changes that are taking place across the world right now. And Joel Skousen, editor of the World Affairs Brief, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And in the last 30 minutes, we have Dr. Laura Presley coming in. She's a local Austinite and has been an activist I've known for, I guess, about a decade or so. But she has successfully, along with Austinites in the show and others, gotten law in through the city council that you'd be able to opt out of the spy meters, the NSA scam devices that literally track every appliance in your house that are smart as well, and also gouges you with the prices on record and can control your thermostat and more. This is the real revolution against tyranny. I'm all for technology if it's neutral. Problem is all the technology is being globally standardized, all the major technological rollouts to spy on everyone and to control our lives and give the upper hand to dubious, corrupt corporations. And we know that Enron basically pioneered 15 years ago the development of these things that are proliferating worldwide. So whereas you have the civil rights movement, so black folks can vote, and before that you have the suffrage movement and other things, you have the Second Amendment movement, the fight against King George, there's always a continuation of new battles. And really, it's all of us being attacked by the surveillance grid. Speaking of that, up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side is a article from storyleak.com. Las Vegas installs IntelliStreets light fixtures capable of recording conversations. And even the local news was critical of them. We're going to play that clip and tie it into the voice recognition software that they've got hooked into these, and they don't want you to be aware of that. 2 years ago, they came out and bragged about it in promos, and were given billions in Homeland Security funding to put these in towns all over the United States and worldwide. It's happening. England's really the capital of this. They shout orders at you. They spy on you. They face scan you. But the big thing is the audio is 360 and can go hundreds and hundreds of yards, and they have your voice print, folks. Your voice print's been captured, been chronicled, just like your face print via driver's license photos. And now all these companies, you go and take digital photos to get your smart card or your gym card. That is then sold into consortium databases. I blew the whistle on this 15 years ago, not because I'm a rocket scientist. They've had big consortium tech meetings in London, Chicago, New York, Tokyo, where you can read the text of what the major telecom heads and Sony heads and all of them, Microsoft heads, they admit all this. How they're going to track everything you do in real time. Your voice will be used to purchase. You've got already got for 3 years Facebook kiosk up where you walk by and it goes, "Hey, Alex Jones, that's you. You're on Facebook. Your best buddy in high school was," and it just knows everything. That's how they make you log into Facebook now, is they get HUMET. They make you say, "Was this your friend in high school?" Even though you hadn't seen him in 20 years. My friends, Alex Jones.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 10th day of November 2013. This is the syndicated Sunday broadcast. We're also here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on over 160 AM and FM stations across the country. And, of course, you can find the free podcast, audio, and video feeds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, we are going to first get into the abject total fraud, the Cloward and Piven program to further bankrupt this country and force people onto welfare so that they can be collectivized and socially engineered. And we're going to look at the conscious deception of Barack Obama in deceiving his minion supporters and the general public, and then we'll break down the rest of the story, what is going to be developing in the future under this system. Then the editor of World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen, of course, nephew of Cleon Skousen, wrote the seminal Naked Communist, how the ultra-elite fund communism at the grassroots to take control of the population while they themselves are offshore and exempt. He's going to give us big breaking analysis because he's been predicting this. It's now happening. Just as he said, one of the most accurate geopolitical forecasters I know, he's going to be joining us to break down this pivot to Asia and the move towards war with communist China. So that is all coming up. You know, about the Chinese communists targeting U.S. cities with nukes and threatening to attack us and firing missiles off our coast as tests. A lot of really serious things going on. He's going to be joining us. And then some news of national import, but it comes to you from right here in deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, where we're broadcasting to you from. And folks are listening to us on stations like 590 AM, KLBJ. Laura Presley, who's fought to get fluoride out of the water. She's a doctor. Dr. Laura Presley will be joining us. She's helped spearhead with other Austinites and yours truly and our listeners, being the first city in Texas, one of the first nationwide, to have a opt-out of the spy meters, the scam meters, the NSA surveillance meters, the Imperial probe droids that they attach on the side of your house to spy on you. She's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes in studio of the two-hour Sunday transmission today. And again, the news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and then we have the nightly news site, InfowarsNews.com. PrisonPlanet.tv will also take you there as well. Now, we've got a lot of other news, obviously, we need to get into. Big news on not just smart meters, literally tying into all the other, quote, smart appliances by design and spying on you and controlling your thermostat as Enron designed it to do back in their old scam days. Enron's been destroyed, and their leader has died before going to jail, like Bernie Madoff. Is basically in jail. But the frauds they developed, the carbon taxes, the smart meters, the scam meters, are still with us. But we're going to get in the next segment into a local Las Vegas news story that's on local TV. Las Vegas installs IntelliStreet's light fixtures under Homeland Security grants that listen to you. Now, why this is important, folks, is when they started putting cameras under federal grants 20 years ago, they said, oh, it's only for traffic. Now they admit, no, we're spying on everything you do, and we want to make it the law that all private cameras have to be hooked into our grid to spy on you. And most new cameras, like computers, have built-in microphones. That's the big Homeland Security push. When you hear your police chief pushing that, they're literally just federal DHS operatives. This is not about security, it's about control. But with the voice print analysis systems that are very inexpensive and are hooked into these hubs, they know who you are from your voice, and it's all being recorded, and they call them gunshot detectors. Austin had them put in 98. Most other big cities have them in now as well, and they have them in parks, you name it, listening to you, recording it, and they have your voice print analysis. So there's the rest of the story. I'm going to detail that in the next segment. But first off, McClatchy, D.C. reports analysis. Tens of millions could be forced out of health insurance. They had. No. They've already forced 2 million 3 weeks ago, then 5 million. Now it's about 8 million. It's going to be more like 25 mil. But that's just kicking you directly off of it. They're also, on average, have now doubled it. Humana, it's going up 500%+ in Texas. That's all been announced. The insurance companies wrote this to literally screw you over. If you're not an illegal alien, you're not going to get free care. The illegals will get free care to bring them in to drive down wages. It's an incentive. That's why they now tell, half the country's basically going on part-time under Obamacare to lower wages further, and you're told now. DHS, their Health and Human Services, 2 weeks ago said in the news, it's okay, tell your employees go on supplementary assistance. It's Cloward and Piven, sociology plan to totally domesticate us. You will not be able, under the system, most people on average, to not be on welfare. So we went from 25 million on food stamps to 50 million in 6 years. It's going to be 100 mil. It's already 101 mil on some form of welfare. It's going to be 200 mil. Just like France, just like Russia, this is how they do it. It's a plan. So I thought I would actually go over here for you today what Obama actually has done in his deception. The public finally picked up on this and noticed it. You remember Obama saying at least now 50-plus times that you can keep your insurance back when they were trying to pass it in 2009.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance
plan, all right, that's enough.
You can keep
it. It goes on and on forever. He came out last week and said you could keep it before the law passed. A total fraud. So then he lied, but then that blew up in his face, and then he came back and said, I'm sorry. But let's go ahead and go to him lying last week and saying, I didn't really say that. Here it is.
Or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law. And you really liked that plan. What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
Let's play that clip for folks one more time so they can hear the absolute craven deception.
If you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
And that is not what he said. He said, under this bill, you can keep it, period. So there he is lying. Now, when we come back, he gets caught in the lie and apologizes. But there's a new video dug up off C-SPAN where he admits 4 years ago he lied to, that he was going to lie to everybody.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so we're analyzing here how Obama deceives people. So first he says hundreds of times, 50-plus videos we found, keeps growing, but we know it's hundreds of times in different speeches that you'll keep your plan, period. So like you said, I'm not going to hire a single lobbyist and hired record numbers. I'm not going to increase the debt. I'm going to cut it in half, doubled it. I'm not coming after your guns, came after them. Just everything he says, it's the opposite. Going to stop spying on you illegally, increases it. Going to fight Al-Qaeda, openly funds Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. Whatever he says, it's the opposite. Unless it's abortion, he will try to fund basically forced abortions in Africa and places. So he will do that. Now I played him saying you can keep it. Then I played him saying, no, I meant until the bill passes. No, he's like, under this bill, you can keep it, period. Then he said, okay, I never said that. Then that didn't work. So a few days ago, on Thursday, he apologized and said, I'm sorry.
I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. We've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them and that we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this.
You put them in this position with a bunch of foreign banks that wrote this to shut down their competition, make everybody buy insurance, kick people off their existing insurance, and double, triple, and quadruple premiums. And by the way, I had said it's 8 to 10 million currently kicked off just actually reading the fine print. Obama is saying tens of millions now. McClatchy is reporting 52 million are going to be kicked off. And that they're real journalism, by the way. If you want to know real journalism in America that's more establishment, the only dinosaur media that I see that actually ever reports anything real, maybe Wall Street Journal, every once in a while the LA Times, but Wired Magazine, McClatchy over and over again. I mean, McClatchy's the folks that went, Warren Buffett's lobbying for tax increases on the middle class to pay him banker bailout money while he's exempt. I mean, they do a pretty darn good job, and they've done the analysis. It's 52 million. DrudgeReport.com has it right there. You need to get this up on Infowars.com. But folks should go read that. It's the middle column right now. Now, here's the new video we dug up. It's up on Infowars.com. And this is Obama in 2010, when they're trying to, finagle writers on the bills. The bill's 3,000 pages, but 10,000-plus pages of addendums were added on. And he's in there talking to different senators. And this is Obama and Cantor at Health Care Commission with the House, the Senate, and the executive meeting. And so Obama can't sit here. He knows nobody watches C-SPAN, really. So he's out lying to his constituents saying, look, period, it's a lie, you'll never lose it. That's made up right-wing extremism. But to Cantor and others, he explains to them, well, no, it'll only be 8 or 9 million under this that lose their insurance. So this is conscious lying. And by the way, Obama's a puppet, but he's actually in there running a lot of stuff as well. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a smart guy. He helped write the NDAA to disappear Americans with the attorney general and secretly arrest us. And they tell the military they can just kill Americans secretly whenever they want now. Total treason, Hitler-level stuff. He wrote it and then said he was going to vote against it and then signed it. And then it came out. He engineered the whole thing and was telling the Senate, don't tell them I wrote it. I mean, he was in there in phone calls, in meetings. I want to secretly arrest people. I mean, totally creepy. And it's the same thing. Here he is in a real meeting with the Senate going, yeah, we're going to kick people off their insurance, while he's out on Meet the Press saying the opposite. That is sneakiness. But it's not even sneakiness because they do it right out in front of everybody. It's arrogance, folks. And it's knowing the dinosaur media, the state-run media. AP calls me. New York Times calls me. New York Magazine, they're all calling me every day. I call them back and go, write whatever you want, state-run media. You're a dead dinosaur politically. Go ahead. Make up whatever you want. And they're like, but you don't want to. No, make up whatever you want. And then I hang the phone up. I love it. I love it. You people are already a joke. Now, let's go ahead. The only people that are smart are the ones that are going to stay around. Remember that and tell the truth. The public wants the truth, folks. They're done with liars. Oh, if you question known liars, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, I'm laughing at you. Oh, really? It's all coming true just like we said. I have credibility. You don't. People that tell the truth have credibility. We have credibility. You don't have credibility. So your thing about where you have the credibility, it's all over. So let's go ahead and now go to Obama 3 years ago in a meeting admitting it would kick people off. Here it is.
And because I don't think that you can answer the question in the positive to say that people will be able to maintain their coverage, people will be able to see the doctors they want in the kind of bill that you're proposing.
Well, let me, since you asked me a question, let me respond. The 8 to 9 million people that you refer to that might have to change their coverage, keep in mind out of the 300 million Americans that we're talking about, would be folks who the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimates would find the deal in the exchange better.
Total fraud.
Would be a better deal.
Total fraud.
So they would change coverage because they've got more choice and competition. So let's just be clear about that. Point number one.
That's enough. So there they are, literally just selling the greatest bull you could ever imagine in their face. Now let's shift gears to a story from InfoWars.com and StoryLeak.com is where it originally appeared. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's the easiest place to find it on the right-hand middle area right there. This is a local TV station, and we'll give you the call letters here in a moment once we play it. And here they are talking about the IntelliStreet system that, can listen to it if they decide to turn the microphone on. But the issue is they have voice recognition, and Homeland Security is paying for this, and this is to listen to you. I was told this by Time Warner executives and AT&T executives 15 years ago and broke that your cable boxes and cell phones and everything are watching you, listening to you. Okay, just like your new computers are watching you. The NSA, they've already committed a billion crimes. Why not commit a billion more? Let's go to part of this newscast.
This technology, you know, is taking us to a place where you essentially will be monitored from the moment you leave your home to the moment you get home.
Daphne Lee is a privacy advocate who worries our freedoms are quickly disappearing. Illuminating Concepts, the company who designed IntelliStreets, is based in Philadelphia.
The IntelliStreets processors store and analyze data, soundtracks, announcements, commercials, and even video files.
According to their own marketing video, the lights they manufacture are adaptable, capable of adding cameras for surveillance and security, and even recording devices. Yes, the same street lights now being tested in Las Vegas could someday be set up to record conversations from everyday...
Okay, let's stop right there. I'm going to have to get to this when Joel Skousen leaves us in about 45 minutes from now, because it's so important, I've got to get into it. But I wanted to give you the rest of the story. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not testing this, okay? We broke this 2 years ago, and that's in the article, the two articles from 2 years ago that Paul Watson wrote about it. But here's the Washington Post with a headline. ShotSpotter detection system documented 39,000 shooting incidents in the district last year. Folks, they call them gunshot detectors. They're really audio systems, and they are listening to you. And that even comes out in the literature. So let's get that straight. The reason this is important is they're now admitting they're listening to you. Okay? And they know who you are, and it all goes into the threat fusion centers. It is beyond 1984.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. lives. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday. There's a lot of nice gladiatorial diversions out there, like NFL football and things to do. But, you know, what's made America great and one of the freest countries in history is that our forebears were deeply concerned with their liberties and with freedom and with family rights and property rights and religious rights. And we are now losing those very, very rapidly and becoming a standard of tyranny worldwide. And some folks that have been fighting for 60-plus years against tyranny is the Skousen family. A lot of them are very prolific and really exposing the heart of what's going on. Of course, Cleon Skousen wrote the best-selling Naked Communist back in the 50s, and I remember it was several copies at my father's farmhouse ranch. The whole house is full of books, but there were several copies of that. I remember reading it when I was about 12, and I already read so many history books, it made perfect sense that there are powerful elites that aren't free market. They use communism and socialism and Cloward and Piven, who came out in the 60s, a program to domesticate the population so you have control of them. Since then, of course, Joel Skousen's written many best-selling books and runs World Affairs Brief. He's his nephew. And the reason I introduced that is they've been fighting this journey for a long time. He was a Marine Corps fighter pilot before that. And, of course, he joins us now until about 25 after next hour. Then I'll get back into that surveillance news. And then we have a guest joining us in studio with fighting the smart meters that are nothing but Big Brother fraud meters. They also overcharge folks on record. So we're going to have a guest in here who's successfully helping battle that in Austin, Texas, a model for others. But he's the editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. And the reason I wanted to get him on is we made a film about a year ago that's on DVD called Strategic Relocation, based on his best-selling book. He's also probably the top secure home advisor in the country and the bestseller, the Secure Home. We sell all those two books and the film at InfoWarsStore.com, but I'm not here to plug that today. I wanted to get him on. He's on the road. We appreciate him joining us on short notice, because just watching the news the last week, I'd already thought this, but Rob Jacobson ran in here Friday and goes, look at the CFR. They're saying we're going to have war with China, and that's the new enemy, and the pivot out east, and the submarines off our coast, and the missile test, and all the news. And Jacobson crammed a big stack of media in my hands. I'm going to show viewers, radio listeners, I'll read it out for you. China unveils its secretive nuclear submarine fleet for the first time in four decades. That's a report out of the Miami News. Here's another one out of Como News out of Seattle. Chinese media show Seattle as potential nuclear target. That came out last week. RAND suggests using land-based ACMs against China. Here's another one. Is China prepared to force a showdown with Japan? And they're also having a drill, though, of China landing during civil or emergency disasters or other disasters, natural disaster in Hawaii. So we got that report up on InfoWars.com. Here's the Washington Free Beacon. China deploys a new bomber with long-range land attack missile. U.S. is the target. And then we've got all these Council on Foreign Relations put out books. I'm not going to have time to get into that, because I want to get to our guest, where they basically say prepare for that. And this is while selling us out to China to a great extent. Now, Joel Skousen joins us, and Joel, I want to give you the floor in the rest of this segment to try to geopolitically, because you really have been the first and main person for a decade or longer saying this will be what developed, and explaining the three power blocks to people. In the next 5-6 minutes before we go to break, act like we've got new listeners, which we do every 5 seconds, who don't understand this, and explain to them the three power blocks and what we're facing. And it really scares me that everything you say continues to come out just exactly as you've said it. So tell us what's currently happening, and then stare into that political crystal ball and tell us what's coming.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's good to be with you again. As I've written in several of my publications and talked about in the World Affairs Brief, there are three major predator or power centers in the world, and they are the Anglo-American globalists, which we have to deal with directly. There are the Russians and the Chinese. And each of these are separate predator centers, each one setting themselves up someday to control their own version of the New World Order. And the Russians and Chinese are in temporary alliance, planning on taking down the West. They have been preparing for decades for this. And the West has been keeping ahead of them in terms of weapons technology, and in fact giving technology, second-level technology, to the Russians and Chinese in order to help get them to the point where they are confident enough to take on the West. And you might ask, why would the West, for your new readers, why would the West want to be suicidal enough to want the Russians and Chinese to attack us? Well, as Cleon explained in The Naked Communist, they've used the West, or the communists, and they brought communism to power. They brought the Russians to power. They gave them the first nuclear bomb materials to be able to set off the first nuclear bomb a year after Hiroshima. They brought the Chinese to power through cutting off arms to Chiang Kai-shek. all for the preliminary purpose of breaking down other governments so they didn't get blamed for it. Let the communists break them down. The globalists come in and have an excuse then to remove communists and replace them with globalists. But ultimately, they're going to allow the Russians and Chinese to do a preemptive nuclear strike on America. That's why the United States issued PDD 60, Presidential Decision Directive 60, in 1997 under President Bill Clinton, basically telling our nuclear forces don't depend on launch on warning. In other words, be prepared to launch a retaliatory strike after you've absorbed a first strike from an enemy. And of course, General Butch Neal at the time, Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, said, retaliate with what? Once you've absorbed a nuclear first strike, you haven't got much left to retaliate with. But my overall general theory, which I'm presenting now before I go into what's really happening with what you said, is that the globalists want this strike so they can come out of their bunkers, claim innocence, that the Russians and Chinese have deceived us, or deceived them, that they didn't know about this strike coming, and that because our military has been decapitated in that strike, that they'll now be able to goad us into accepting a militarized New World Order to prosecute World War III.
Okay, Joel, again, you joined us on short notice. You're working on a business trip via Skype on an internal mic on your computer. It's pretty audible, but this is so important. I want to get you on a landline or a cell phone during this break. We're going to break. We're going to get you back on to recap that and then talk about where you see this going in the future. So we're going to call him back right now via cell. Thank you, Joel. Joel Scalzo. Right. We're going to keep you on Skype for visuals for the viewers out there as well. But again, we have him on via short notice. Very, very important information. And I hope you're all listening and understanding that their private interest, that and the Communist Party in the case of China, private interest, corporate interest in the case of Russia, but really private mega banking interest and control of the U.S., predator states who are preparing a underground government, a hardened government, a COG, continuity of government, shadow government, and then using the nuclear attack they're pushing for as a way to wipe out our old republic fully. They'll also use a civil war between patriots and the police and military. They want us to fight each other. That's also one of their plans. We did not let that happen. So that they can then have the republic rise again as a fascist system. And I'm going to have Joel walk through all of that, but it's really heating up and accelerating towards this. He thinks it's 5-10 years out. My only issue is this: if this keeps pushing, it could happen earlier. Or if this is known, just like they tricked the Japanese to attack, that's on record and declassified, will they trick the Chinese to attack this time? But everything you see in the elites is digging in and getting underground. So Joel Scalzo will be with us about 25 minutes into the next hour. We've got one big segment coming up after this in the first hour. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free podcast and audio and video feeds at Infowars.com/show, or just click the Listen page tab to find all those links and info, and then send them on to friends and family. Folks need to know about what's really happening.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I call the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to cover the waterfront with Joel Skousen into the next hour. I want to get into Obamacare, how things are going for the globalists. But getting back, sir, just briefly recapping for folks that just joined us, the three power blocks, what's happening with China, and then the time frame of this, and then make sense of all the DHS gearing up, the preparation for the war with patriots. Obviously, they're trying to start some type of conflict between the groups. Is that another one of their plans, or is that to preposition the idea that after the collapse, the enemy will be mopping up the liberty movement? I mean, I just see preparation for war with real Americans and then preparation for war with the Chinese doing everything they can to let them encircle us but also mess with them into attacking us.
Yeah, it's a complex scenario, Alex. There's several different levels to analyze it. If I could just briefly recap here. First of all, since 1900, the Western globalists have been attempting to build the two major enemies that will attack us someday, and that is Russia and China. They brought them to power. They created them. That doesn't mean that they control them, however. They've actually created independent enemies, and there's no shortage of them around the world, and Satan is involved in inspiring evil men to rise up. A lot of people say, why can't we have peace in the world? The reason we don't have peace is because there is systematic evil in the world that will always continue to rise up. But we are having to deal with systematic evil within our own government, what I call the dark side of government. It has built Russia and China to basically tear down the fabric of the West and other liberty countries around the world, letting the globalists come in with an alternative solution to save them from communism, but ultimately not destroying communism, reserving for them the last final attack upon America, which I think is coming in probably 8 years at the earliest, maybe 10 years, but clearly into the next decade, because Russia and China aren't ready to attack the West. The entire political theater about China wouldn't dare attack us because we're their lifeblood of commerce isn't true at all. China, in fact, intends to take over the West, run its own new world order, impose its dictates upon us, and actually own the markets, not be hostage to the Western markets, but own the markets. In order to do that, they have to take out U.S. military power. But one of the interesting things they intend to do is not attack civilian cities. And this runs counter to what has been revealed or allowed to be leaked by the official China news agency about the attack plans on America, showing attacking major cities in the east and seeing that fallout rise into the west, into the east. But really, that's for blackmail purposes, Alex. In other words, the threat of attacking city has been used for blackmail to scare them into compliance or to, you know, there's a variety of purposes prior to war, but I happen to know that the Chinese and Russian military plans do not call for attacking civilian population centers, but only military centers. And then saying to the West, now, if you want the rest of it, you know, then I suggest that you need to succumb to our level of control. In other words, they want to blackmail the West into submission. Well, the West knows about these plans. They know that there'll be a military decapitating strike on America someday. But they intend to deceive the Russians and Chinese, who think we can blackmail us into submission by not submitting to that blackmail. They'll, in fact, pull out an entire group of secret weapons that they've been building and prosecute the war, but they won't do it in the name of the United States. They'll do it in the name of this new militarized globalist government that they'll talk us into the necessity of in terms of prosecuting this war. So it's important to be able to understand what's going on. Another thing that I want to point out is that the United States is focusing on China as the threat. It's very interesting that they completely negate the Russian threat, which is even greater than the Chinese threat in terms of the missile throw capability. What I think China and Russia are cooking up in this next war is that Russia's going to take the lead in the nuclear attack on America. They've got the most sophisticated weapons. They've got maneuvering warheads now. At least they claim that they do. They're building.
And China's going to be supply.
Pardon me?
Will China be supply?
Well, not just supply, but China is going to take up the entire Far East. They're going to capture in a grudge match everything from Japan down through Australia. And they're going to supposedly be the back door. But essentially, they're going to husband their missiles or keep their missiles in reserve because they basically want to take Russia down in a betrayal in World War III. And so Russia's going to use up most of their weapons in the first strike on America, depending on China to back them up if more are necessary. But I think China is going to betray Russia in this war, join forces with the West to attack Russia's rear. Russia will be eliminated as one of the three predator powers. And then it's going to be the globalists in the West against China as the new Cold War enemy. Now, that's a very important strategy that even the globalists want. Because if China's a new hegemonic threat and highly militarized after World War III, the globalists have the excuse now to keep the world military in power and not let sovereignty go back to individual nations as they did during World War II. And that's where I think we're going to lose our freedom. You talked about what all this preparation is towards martial law and through ammunition and all of the total surveillance system. I think, frankly, that it doesn't come into being or into practice, even though they're preparing for it, they're militarizing the police, they're practically giving away armored vehicles around the nation and making sure that you hire people both in the military and in civilian police that will be able to take on America, don't have any compunction against taking on American citizens. But that militarization, I think, will only go into full force once this war comes, when they'll have the excuse to implement martial law. Nobody will raise a finger of opposition because we're in a war scenario. I think what we'll see as part of the New World Order is an oath of allegiance to the New World Order. And our government will come out and say there are people in the United States who follow Joel Skousen and Alex Jones and other people like that who believe that we knew about this war, that we didn't protect America, that we caused 9/11. Those people aren't supporting our troops. They're undermining our war effort. We need to lock them up and to ferret them out. We're going to have an oath of allegiance. No one will have any citizenship in this nation and in this world government unless they take the oath of allegiance. And they'll ask Americans to point the finger at those that believe in conspiracy. I think that's when the camps will be implemented. I think that's when martial law, and that's when gun confiscation will go forth.
Let me ask you a quick question. Joel Skousen is our guest. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. His site's worldaffairsbrief.com. Our site's infowars.com. Joel, let me ask you this point. Everything I see is racing towards demonization of the founders, gun owners, everything, the persecution of the press, it's intensifying. But what adds a lot of validity, and I'm trying to pull the articles up right now, I forgot to do it before the show, it was in the mid-60s and again in the 70s, because I know the British declassified it last year, but I had seen this on PBS when I was like a kid, it had come out, that twice the Russians came to the U.S. and said, let's make a pact, let's nuke China together, and that the U.S., each time said, no, we're not going to nuke China with you. And that was part of the next deal when Nixon went to Russia. I know you were a Marine Corps officer and also have a lot of inside connections, but you've also researched the history. Is there truth to those supposed British declassifications?
No, I don't think so, Alex. There was never any pact between the Russians and the Chinese, the Russians and the Americans to go after the Chinese. The Chinese wouldn't even have countenanced that, because they were busy trying to give everything they could to China. That's what happened during the Vietnam War. The true secret pact at Paris was to, in fact, replace China at the UN Security Council from Taiwan.
So why do the British put out stuff like that?
Well, as I say, we have to be careful. There's an awful lot of disinformation that floats around. I just have never found any confirmation that deal was made, very frankly. I would like to see the material when you come out with it.
I'm just going from memory reading about it. I think it was a London Telegraph last time I saw it. It's just a side issue. I remember reading about it previously. Joel Skousen's our guest. Second hour is coming up. Joel, I know you've got some more to say on this topic. I don't want to shift gears into the current politics, because I really see a big awakening happening, and I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that we've just got to give in to total tyranny. I know you don't think that as well. So I want to get your idea on politically, this is a football game, where the scoreboard is right now, liberty versus tyranny. Joel Skousen is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. And again, our sites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones and find all the Facebook and stuff on our main website, InfoWars.com. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.